Today is August 29th, 2011. I am Sarah McNulty, oral history interviewer for the UNCG African American Students Institutional Memory Project. I'm at the home today of
Terry Cockerham
to talk about her experiences at UNC Greensboro. She was the class of 1969, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, could you just start with your birth date, where you were born, and your family?
Okay. I was born September 28th, 1947, in Wilmington, North Carolina. My parents were Charles and Ella Ward of Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina. They're still living, and I get to see them often now that I'm back here in Chapel Hill. I graduated from high school in 1965 and from UNCG in 1969 with a bachelor's in economics and business administration.
And can you tell me about your home life, if brothers and sisters, or kind of your life up until you went to college?
Until I went to college, I lived with my parents. Until I was about fifth grade, though, I lived with my grandmother and my aunt because my parents were either in school or working away from home. But when I was, I think, fifth grade, my dad got a teaching job back in my home county, and he did return there, and they've been in the same house ever since.
Wow. So you know brothers and sisters?
I do have brothers and sisters. I've got one sister who was born the year I was a senior in high school.
Oh, wow.
She's like my little baby sister. She would come to UNCG and run up and down the halls, and she just enjoyed it. She'd get off the elevator or off the steps and go, "Yeah, Terry, Terry." So all the students, my roommates, really enjoyed her. I have three brothers between my sister and me, and unfortunately, all of my brothers are now deceased. So.
I'm sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. And you said your dad was a teacher.
Yes.
What did your mother work, or?
No, my mom did not work most of the time. For part of the time, she was an insurance salesman mm-hmm. for Winston Mutual, which is a black life insurance company that I think no longer exists. Mm-hmm. And my dad was a math teacher, my math teacher in high school as well, so.
Wow. That's interesting. And what was you at high school?
Artesia High School, which is now an elementary school.
Can you spell Artesia for me?
Artesia.
Okay.
It's in Hallsboro, North Carolina.
Okay. And is that, you said Wilmington, is this Lake Waccamaw, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Is that coastal, I guess, near Wilmington?
Yes, it's about 40 miles west of Wilmington.
Oh, okay.
Columbus County, Wilmington's New Hanover County.
Oh, okay. And you graduated from there in 1965?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your favorite subjects? What did you like to study?
I like math, I think, most. Not just because my dad was a math teacher, but I thought I could do it.
Wow.
Until I got to UNCG.
Well, I was going to ask, why did you choose to attend UNC Greensboro?
My dad had finished a program at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and he thought that would be a great school. However, my SATs didn't get me into UNC Chapel Hill.
Mm.
I got into UNC Greensboro, and with the thought that I might transfer later. However, that didn't happen. I liked UNCG, and I liked the friends and people I met there, so I didn't even try to transfer.
Mm. Did you apply to any other colleges besides UNC and UNCG?
No, because I wanted to stay in North Carolina. Mm. I don't think I applied anywhere else.
Mm. And can you tell me about your first day on campus?
My first day on campus was spent with some friends because I applied late, I think. I didn't have a room on campus, so I stayed off campus for the first maybe 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
So there were three other girls and me who were just starting at UNCG. So it was like a group. It was real confusing because my hometown is very, very tiny. And, of course, my high school was very, very little, too.
Mm-hmm.
There were 60-some people in the graduating class, so you know,
wow.
You can tell by that it was tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole experience was different. Mm-hmm. Big city, big school.
Right. Where did you live off campus?
Over on Warren Street, 616 Warren Street. The lady I stayed with's father had worked on the grounds of UNCG.
Okay.
Now, this lady was a teacher, elementary teacher, and I think her husband was an insurance agent that my mom worked with, and that's how she knew him.
Okay. So you kind of had to find your own housing for those first few. It wasn't like UNCG
yes.
put you off campus
right.
in a house or something.
Right. I had to find my own.
And then, when did you eventually get on campus? Middle of the semester, I guess?
Yes, probably about the middle of the semester.
And where did you live at that point?
Oh, gosh, was it? Oh, you know, I've forgotten. I should have reviewed that, right?
I'm trying to think of dorms. Bailey,
Mm-mm.
Coit, Gray.
It was not a freshman dorm.
It wasn't a freshman dorm. I went to Carolina undergrad, so I actually
oh,
don't
no,
know.
So you missed all of
that. Yes, I don't actually know that many of the dorms at UNC.
Yeah, the dorm I remember most was Mendenhall, and while
Mendenhall.
I was there, they did build those co-ed dorms, and I thought that would be great to live over there, but I never moved.
Mm.
My roommate and I decided there'd be less confusion just staying with the ladies.
So did you live in Mendenhall the last 3 years?
I think so.
Okay. And do you remember things about your roommate moving in, since you kind of have a different experience coming
mm-hmm.
in later?
Well, my roommate was also off campus with me.
Okay.
No. You know what? The first year, it was not. What is that? It was a dorm. Gosh, I can't remember. Back in the olden days, it was on the street that you just come in.
Mm-hmm.
Small dorm. And my roommate was actually a sophomore, I think. So after that, one of the ladies that I stayed with in my off-campus housing and I roomed together for those last 3 years.
So you stayed with kind of a family friend off-campus, but mm-hmm. another student stayed with you?
There were three of us.
Ah, so, mm-hmm. but you didn't know them prior to?
No.
Okay. How did they end up with your family friend? Did they just...
I think they knew the person I stayed with. Now, This couple had students, a couple of students from A&T as well. And I don't know, I think my connection was just because of my mother working with the gentleman.
Right.
I don't know how they knew. I just don't know.
And what was your favorite subject once you got into college? Like, what did you like to study?
Economics.
And so you said you majored in econ and economics and business administration.
Right.
And that was from the beginning that you did you?
No, I think when I entered, I had visions of going into medical school, but the biology just kicked me all the way out of there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to ask, what was college like for you academically?
The first year, I think I got B's and C's, maybe mm-hmm. two of each, because I dropped my biology and took that in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was challenging because I did come from a small school. I remember the English teacher being, I could write pretty well, so she was, I think, a little bit amazed at that. And the math teacher, my dad had just taken the program at Chapel Hill, so he knew all of the binary type math,
mm-hmm.
which helped me with that, as well as with some of the computer classes I had later.
And so you said you went to a small high school.
Yes.
Did you feel prepared? I mean, was it hard for you adjusting study skills-wise?
Before college, I got A's, so I would have to say it was a little bit harder. The
mm-hmm.
work was more, there was probably more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was more competition, I guess. So.
Right. When you were at UNCG, was the business program a separate kind of school you had to apply to, or was it just like a major?
It was just a major.
Just a major, okay. Well, what did you guys do for fun at UNCG in your spare time that you hopefully had some at least studying?
Well, coming from a small town, I wasn't used to much in terms of entertainment. My roommate for the last 3 years, we became friends pretty soon, so I would go home with her because I soon started dating My current husband. And she and he were from the same hometown. So okay. I get to go home with her on the weekends. We do that. And even though they talk about University of Virginia being a party school, uh-huh. I thought UNCG was a pretty good at being a party school myself. I mean, it was, there was always a party to go to. I didn't go to all of them, of course, but there was always something to do. It's like if there was a party, you know, whoever was on the hall, there were some friends who said, oh, yeah, let's go. Do you want to go? Whatever. So it was pretty friendly in turn. Most of the people, some of the people, let's just say, were pretty friendly.
And you said your roommate the last 3 years was Martha Jo.
Mm-hmm.
And was she Hightower? Or
Hightower.
Martha Jo Hightower. And was she someone you just met during freshman year and decided to live with
yes.
sophomore year?
Yes.
Where did you guys meet?
Well, she stayed in the off-campus housing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't put you guys together in a room. You had to go into it
right.
already. And
right.
who was your first roommate freshman year?
Brenda Gibbs.
Brenda Gibbs. And you said she was a sophomore, right?
I think she was a sophomore, yeah.
Okay.
She was definitely from Greensboro and knew her way around town.
What was it like living in the dorms for
Martha
you?
Joe, she was only my roommate the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Who was your, then who was in between?
I don't know. I wonder if it was Brenda. I can't remember.
Well, one of the kind of important parts of college life is adjusting to living in a mm-hmm. dorm. So what was it like living in one of the residence halls for you? Being away from home and things like that.
And the bathroom was the hardest part to get used to. The bathroom. Sorry about that, Ella.
So you had a hard time. You guys had, a floor with
yes.
one floor bathroom.
Yes, yes. So I wasn't used to so little privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And being a black lady, I'd never really done my hair all by myself. So that was a whole new experience, mm-hmm. too. Being that self-sufficient, I probably was one of the few that hadn't done it. But that was different, just going down to the hall, taking all of my stuff, you know, to clean before and clean after, and I don't know, that was probably the least fun part of college.
Right. And what was it like having a roommate, since I guess you had brothers and a sister who mm-hmm. was much younger, had you ever had a roommate before?
No. No.
It was an okay adjustment for you, though?
It was okay.
Okay. What about your experiences in the dining halls? Do you have any memories of how, you know, socializing in the dining halls or?
Back in the day, I pretty much stuck with the people I knew, either from the dorm or mostly my black friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. Food was pretty good.
It was. And at that point, were students, from A&T working in the dining halls?
There were some students working there.
Did you ever get to know any of them or?
No, I wasn't that friendly, or I didn't have that much time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, double major, I can understand that. Well, what was it like? I mean, you said you left and went to Winston-Salem some with your roommate.
On the weekends.
On the weekends. What about did you ever go downtown or venture outside of campus to shop or movies?
But I didn't have a lot of extra money, so if there was I think sophomore and junior year, I probably went downtown more. Didn't really go downtown that much in Greensboro, because during the week we were studying. So
right.
if I went with my roommate on the weekends, then we might go mm-hmm. to some places that she knew. But
did you ever have a car on campus?
I think senior year, my dad bought his first new car, and he let me take it to school. Can you
wow.
believe that? So sometime, because I could drive myself back and forth. It was a 3-hour trip.
Right.
So if he didn't have anywhere to go that required a new car, you know, I would just take myself back and forth.
I was going to say, otherwise, before you had a car, would your parents have to come get you to go
yes.
home?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
I mentioned my sister coming in running down the hall. So, yeah, she did.
Well, I have your a copy of your yearbook from senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you know, of course, the the kind of activities you were involved in, the extracurricular. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me anything about those?
Well, I don't think I was an officer at anything. I went to the meetings. I was really pretty shy back in the day. Mm. You know, I enjoyed, I guess, meeting people that I thought knew a whole lot more than I did, since I was from a little tiny, really, really tiny town. And I think we all looked pretty much the same back then. You see, I wasn't very different in terms of my appearance. I just kind of tried to fit in. No, the Neo-Black Society was a group that was formed while I was there, of course, and I went to the meetings, but I wasn't politically outspoken or involved that much. Mm-hmm. My dad was really involved in politics, but he kind of discouraged me from being active. I think he was afraid. Just because of all the things that could happen. Right. So I know when we were at home, he was really upset the one time my mother took us to meet to a political meeting down in Wilmington. Mm. It's okay for him to go, but not he didn't want us to go. Really? Or especially me, and because I was the oldest girl, I just didn't go. Mm. I was just a really sheltered person. What can I say?
Yeah. Well, did a bunch of, were your friends in the Neo-Black Society? Mm-hmm. And what kind of things would you guys do in meetings?
Oh, they had speakers who'd come on campus and that sort of thing. So that was about it. That's the only part I did.
Go to the speakers. Mm-hmm. Did the organization do other things that you didn't?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. What about I think there's other.
The political, economic club. No. I just went to meetings.
And then does it say guts? Mm-hmm. And can you tell me anything about that?
I cannot. Okay. I can't even. So it really made a big impression on me, right?
Yeah, I guess it says you would have done it your second year. But I guess you can't. A lot of people, you know, it's been long ago, or they were like, I've never heard of that in my life. I don't know if that's right. I mean, who knows? The yearbook always could. You know, we had one lady whose picture was switched with the lady next to her, mm-hmm. and one was white and one was black, so that it made our tracking people down very interesting, as we called the wrong person. But
so how did you how did you figure this out? Did we write on the application what we were?
I don't know. That'd be a good question to know if you self-reported what you were involved with. I don't know. Because eventually they stopped doing this. The next year, if you graduated, it's in the back of the book. You can, look people up, in an index almost. Mm-hmm. But, and then eventually they just stopped doing the information altogether. And then they stopped doing yearbooks altogether. So.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Is it just online?
They don't even do that. In the 90s and even today, it's just fizzled out so much that
no one's interested.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, and now we have social media, so people kind of have memories that way. And interestingly, I don't know if you've kept your yearbooks, but the library has digitized them all. Mm-hmm. So they're all online. So you can go and look at the whole collection from, I think they start in probably the 20s, maybe, and go all the way to the 90s. We have all of them digitized. They're really interesting.
You know, I drove through campus with my daughter once, but I've not really set foot on campus since I left. I haven't been back for anything. That's bad, isn't it?
Well,
but, you know, I just graduated and got married the next week and moved to the Midwest. I did.
Wow.
Moved to the Midwest and I just, I've been back.
And where did your husband go to school?
At A&T.
He went to A&T and he's the same age as you?
Yes.
And you knew him because they were high school friends?
Right.
Okay. What's his kind of path at A&T? Did he major in business or economics?
He did. And then he got his MBA in Michigan while we were there, so.
Well, do any kind of social or academic events stand out in your mind? Like UNCG would have concerts or pageants, things like that you can remember?
I just remember going to the Lou Rawls concert on campus.
Okay.
When Let's see. And going to hear Stokely Carmichael speak. I don't know whether it was my cash flow coupled with my, you know, I didn't do a whole lot.
Were you there when Dionne Warwick came? I've heard people talk about that concert.
I don't remember going to see Dionne.
Well, can you tell me kind of about your interaction with, like, faculty, teachers? Do you remember any, talk about any teachers that you had?
You know, the only name I remember is Dr. Formby, my econ professor. I really liked him. I liked his class. When we talked about going to grad school, didn't do that. And I had a couple of English and math teachers that I liked, but I didn't do a whole lot. You know, I didn't talk to teachers any more than I had to. Mm. That's not good, is it?
I mean, I think it's whatever, you know, people mm-hmm. have. And it's, I think it's a little different when you're, you know, business, I'm sure, was a bigger, starting to be a bigger major. And mm-hmm. The bigger kind of your classes are, the harder it is to mm-hmm. really interact with your
yeah. The class, because I came from such a small school, mm-hmm. the classes there were definitely bigger. Mm. And I don't know if you've been in situations where, as a lady, you could say something and a guy next to you could say it and it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was kind of like that, you know, too. Mm-hmm. Being a black student, you could say something, somebody else could say it, and it was just really perceived as a great revelation.
Right.
So it really didn't do. It wasn't encouraging, you know, to.
Right.
To talk a whole lot of in class, you know, I just needed to pass the test and move on.
Right. Can you tell me any more about maybe people you remember, or we've talked about Martha Jo, maybe other people who lived on your floor, or you kind of hung out with, any other memories with students?
Our friends were Cassandra Hodges, and of course she's deceased. Mm. Those roommates was Alice Barnes.
She was. She was. Interviewed her?
You have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was theatrical, so I bet she gave you a really good interview. And Martha Jo loves to talk. You should probably call her and get a phone interview.
We've tried.
Have you? She's really busy. She does a lot, taking care of people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Those, we had two guys on campus. I didn't date either. One was a sophomore and one was in my class. I remember going to the ball games, mm. basketball, because UNCG
right.
was just starting a basketball team. And
mm-hmm. So did you know Charles Cole?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Haven't talked to him since graduation, so you see that we've not been close.
Actually, we haven't interviewed Alice Barnes. We tried. She was quasi-interviewed by a development person. I was thinking of another Alice that we've interviewed. I think he was a couple years older than you are. I have called her. That's how I remember her name. And so Charles Cole was one of the first black men on campus. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we wish we could have talked to him. He has not called us back. But did there anything, I mean, there weren't many men on campus in general. So did the black and white men and women interact, or was it mostly, you know, black women with the few black men and then white women with the white men that were on campus?
There were not enough black men.
Right.
So that's probably why I had to go over to A&T, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to, like, dances or anything?
I almost went to one, but no, I didn't go to any.
Okay. What kind of things would you have done for dates when you and your husband recording?
Well, because we had limited funds, we'd go to a movie every now and then. We would just sit around in the lobby.
Would you go to a movie at Elliott Hall, or would you go to, like, the Carolina Theater?
We went to a theater, but again, since Winston-Salem was his home and his brother was in school, mm-hmm. they went home just, you know, unless there was some big study thing.
Mm-hmm.
For a while I did have a Saturday class, but
okay.
Unless there was some big study thing, there was more social activity in Winston-Salem. We didn't do a whole lot there.
Did you ever hang out with anyone else in at A&T or at Bennett?
I had a classmate at Bennett from high school, but no, I didn't do much over there.
You never considered going to those two schools?
No. My dad just thought that I should go to UNC. He really liked that school.
What would you say was your favorite, you know, experience or aspect of college?
It's being away from home is certainly a you do a lot of growing. Mm-hmm. You find a few friends that you hang on to. I don't think I had nearly as much fun as my son or daughter did in college because, again, it was, even though I was not a first-generation college person, mm-hmm. I was really pretty quiet and shy, so I didn't do a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But I liked the surroundings. UNCG was just really pretty, mm-hmm. nice and peaceful, and for the most part, I did not experience, there were probably some students who were unsure of the integration process, mm-hmm. or if it should have even happened, and perhaps some teachers too, but I wasn't that needy, so I didn't really need to be loved by everybody. Mm-hmm.
Had you gone to a segregated high school?
Yes, Artesia was segregated. Mm-hmm. But now it's an elementary school. That's the way they integrated in my county.
Mm-hmm. So they would take the all-black high school and made it into another school and then...
Yes, because it was usually smaller.
Smaller. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And had you ever visited UNCG before you... set foot on campus to go?
You know, I don't think I had.
Really? Wow.
Not like we do today.
Right.
We did, you know, two college hunting trips and covered mm-hmm. maybe six or seven schools for my son and daughter. Mm.
Did you ever second guess your decision or regret your decision?
I didn't really second guess it, but I see... My friends who went to the all-black colleges have a lot more friends that they've held on to from those mm-hmm. days. But I've got enough. I'm good.
Well, we always ask, and a lot of people don't have a lot of memories of administration because unless something went incredibly wrong in your college career, you didn't interact much with the chancellor or the deans. But do you have any memories about Dr. Otis Singletary or James S. Ferguson, who were the chancellors while you were there?
No. Their names are familiar, but I had no interaction.
Right. No. Most people don't have many memories associated with them. Or the Dean of College, Mirav Mossman,
no.
Or Catherine Taylor, who was the Dean of Students.
No.
And then the Alumni Secretary, Barbara Parrish, but that's just mostly people mm-hmm. later on in life interacted with her. And you said you didn't interact much with your professors, but do you know if other people did, or were professors, any other professors you can think of, or have any memories of besides the one you mentioned earlier?
No, he was like the best. There was an English teacher that I liked, but I don't remember her name. I remember just I had to write a story in her class, and she was just really supportive. In terms, you know, she liked it. She made an effort to like what I did mm-hmm. and to find some value and, you know, whatever in it.
And you had said that, in many classes, you felt like your opinion would have been discounted because of race. Did you think you were mm-hmm. fairly graded and fairly assessed, or do you think you...
As far as I can remember, I think so.
And did college become easier for you as you adjusted, or was it something academically that...
I thought it was easier, but because of the major, you know, in the beginning there was the chemistry mm-hmm. and biology that I would have needed for my pre-med major.
Right.
Oh, boy, those really scared me to death.
Really? And did you stick with the class, though, or did you end up dropping?
I dropped chemistry, and I took biology, and I did the minimum there. And
right.
Because coming from a small school, and maybe I wasn't that bright up here, you know, I just didn't. I didn't have the background, mm-hmm. and I didn't have the tenacity to get it mm-hmm. there. it was just so overwhelming. And I was a bit squeamish with the biology, so the little animals and whatever, but the chemistry, I knew I didn't want to go back to that.
Right. Did your parents support your major? I mean, did you have plans with business and economics, what you wanted to do job-wise? Or?
No, my parents were fine.
What were your kind of aspirations career-wise when you were in college?
Most of my family were teachers, mm-hmm. and for a while I thought I would do that. But after, I did not get a teacher's degree, so after college, on my husband's first job, I didn't get a job right away, so I did some substitute teaching, and I decided that was not for me. Mm-hmm. I just worked in, just business positions.
Mm-hmm. And did any of your siblings go to college?
Yes. Two of my brothers did.
And where did they go?
One went to college in Laurinburg, and one went to A&T. And the one who was at A&T had an accident. He was killed. He didn't finish.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did your sister not go to college?
She went to an associate's program. Mm-hmm. She works in healthcare.
Oh, okay. What about your children? What did you tell them? I mean, were you still living, I guess, in Chicago when they went to college?
No, actually, we've had 7 or 8 moves.
Oh, goodness.
So our children were born in Anderson, Indiana, but we spent most of their school years in Michigan, mm-hmm. different suburbs around the Detroit area, mm-hmm. so a year or two in Pittsburgh, and a year or two in Columbia, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So the kids had more broad experiences growing up, mm-hmm. and with them, when we were college looking, we looked at minority school as well as the Duke, the UNC, and Virginia. My son ended up going to University of Virginia, and my daughter went to Georgia Tech.
Wow.
And then my son got his MBA from Duke. So my son joined the fraternities,
okay.
or a fraternity, and my daughter she did track.
Mm.
So her college allegiances and their experiences were much broader than mine.
Right. And how old are they now?
My son is 40 and my daughter is 36.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of one of the questions we like to ask is, in order to frame your college years with kind of general history from the 1960s, so we always ask questions about, like, what was going on in the world at the time. And obviously one of the big newsmakers during this time was the escalation of the Vietnam War. Do you have any memories that you can think about the Vietnam War or people you knew who went to Vietnam or things like that?
As far as the Vietnam War is concerned, it was, A&T had a lot of, they had the ROTC programs, mm-hmm. and I knew a lot more people there. Mm-hmm. And I knew that it really affected the student body because of the drafts. Mm-hmm. And the year of graduation is the time that they had the disturbance over at A&T,
mm-hmm.
where those students didn't actually graduate.
Right.
They had to have the National Guard there.
Do you have any memories about that? It doesn't have to be, UNCG specific, we want to know mm-hmm. about.
I remember whenever there was trouble at A&T or with the world in general, UNCG was always happy to let the black students go home, just to keep everybody safe and mm-hmm. to avoid having any problems there. I remember going over to A&T and seeing the bullet holes that the National Guard had put into the dorms.
Mm-hmm. And I know a little bit about, it was a riot, basically, mm-hmm. that turned ugly, and mm-hmm. no one, I think, was ever prosecuted for mm-hmm. the murder. But what was it about? What was kind of the central issue? Do you remember?
No. Well, A&T's reputation, they were not like UNCG. They were just such a more outspoken community.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were so directly affected by the war and the politics, I really don't know what happened,
mm-hmm.
why the National Guard was called, but I can't help you there.
Mm-hmm. But you remember the mm-hmm. event happening. And mm-hmm. Was your husband on campus at this point?
He was.
So he might have.
Let's see. Actually, he was not. I think he was on campus that year. but he stayed off campus for a while with his brother. But senior year, he was back on campus. So we work from home when we're here, and then he works in Chicago. Yes, he has more memories.
What about...
But again, remember, my dad wouldn't want me over there, so right. I didn't do much.
Another kind of... the 60s is a great time of, like, a where were you when this event happened. And though you weren't in college when JFK was assassinated, you were when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Do you remember anything about hearing about that?
They let us go home.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you in class when you heard? I mean, how did you? Mm-hmm. How did the news hit hit you at UNCG?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who told us that we could go home. Whether we were in class or whether it came through the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the reasons my dad decided on UNCG is maybe he thought the girls would be protected, and which they did a really good job.
And obviously the Neo-Black Society formed, I guess maybe your junior year. Let's see, you were part of it.
Mm-hmm, by some younger.
Junior, senior year, mm-hmm. Yes. It probably formed your junior year. I think it happened kind of running parallel to the rise of the Black Power movement.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any memories about that happening in history or?
I remember reading about it. I never participated in any of the movement, you know, physically.
Mm-hmm.
No, I tell you, I was a shy, retiring person, and I knew my dad couldn't do that.
You'd be in trouble. Well, you said that after you graduated, you got married.
Mm-hmm.
You got married, I guess, in your hometown.
Yes, I did.
And you immediately moved to
Anderson, Indiana.
Anderson, Indiana. Okay. And you said you haven't really been much involved with UNCG since you graduated. You've never been back for any kind of events.
I have not.
But you stay in touch with your roommate.
Yes, she's in touch with a lot more people, so I can ask her.
Do you guys call each other frequently, or do you?
Mm-hmm, we do.
That's good. So, I mean, at least you say, you know, that's a mm-hmm. lot more than a lot of people can say.
Yes, she was my maid of honor back in the day. So.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Well, one thing I would like to ask is kind of we really like to know, what would you want future students or scholars to know about your experience at UNCG?
Let's see, being one of the early Black students to attend. I would just like students to know that they need to focus on what they need to do to graduate. It was a great place to be. I don't have any really, really bad memories of the school. Although, again, I don't have the memories that my children have of their schools. But, again, I think it's because of their involvement in activities. So I would recommend that students do try to be more involved than I was.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where you start to make your mark and learn how to be in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should speak out more in class and do a lot of things that I didn't do. A lot of the questions you asked, I said, no, I didn't do that. But my daughter's like that, but my grandchildren won't be like that.
Right. Had you known about the integration of UNCG before you went there? I mean, had you heard about...
That was all my dad's doing.
Mm-hmm. Because there were a good amount, every year kind of doubled in size in mm-hmm. the number of Black students. So by the time you got there, there were, you know, probably 20 people who had come before you.
Mm-hmm.
But it all started with two women, mm-hmm. Two Black women, Betty Tillman and Joanne Smart, who came by themselves
mm-hmm.
To UNCG. So I didn't know if you had heard anything or no one from your hometown had gone to UNCG.
No.
Did a lot of people from your high school even go on to college?
A lot of them did. And when I say a lot, let's say maybe 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Because my community is small. there were some other neighboring areas too that students came from to go to school. But there, it's a farming area mm-hmm. as well. So I at first I said 50%. Let's just say maybe 40% mm-hmm. or something like that. So.
Mm-hmm. And had your mother gone to college?
She went to college, I think, for 2 years.
Okay. So I guess it was a pretty unusual for both your mm-hmm. parents to have had some mm-hmm. kind of college education, things like that. And one thing we want to know is basically how white students and black students mixed or didn't mix in social kind of things in the dorm. Because you lived on you always had a black roommate, correct?
Yes. Was there a Scott over there? No, what was the name of that dorm? I just cannot remember. I should have had Martha Jo remind me.
But your freshman year, when you didn't choose your roommate, mm-hmm. when you moved in late, was that also a black student?
It was.
But you were on a floor with whites and blacks?
Yes.
Did white students intermix with you guys or get to know you? Or?
A few of them did. A few of them did. But not a whole lot.
Did any of your friends ever have white roommates?
Maybe a few. We got to choose our roommates, and I don't remember about freshman year. Mm-hmm. It's a wonder, with my lack of knowledge here, do you wonder how I got through all that?
It was a long time ago. I mean, we definitely understand that.
But I think there was the interaction. Nobody was really rude or mean to each other that I can remember. Mm-hmm. None of the students. When I went to UNCG, I guess before the integration, it had the reputation for being where the Southern Belles went. Mm-hmm. So certainly some of those thought they were a little too good to be associating with maybe black students, mm-hmm. you know. Again, I didn't need a whole lot of people, so I was fine.
And you don't have any memories of being mistreated or Mm-mm. never any kind of Mm-mm. things done to you? Or
I do not.
Interesting. And then the freshman year, when you guys all lived in the house mm-hmm. Off campus, was it all black students?
It was.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, it's interesting now because UNCG, with the closing of the old quad dorms to be renovated, mm-hmm. they're having a major housing crisis shortage. So they've got students in lobby spaces. They've got students in multi-purpose rooms. Mm-hmm. Kind of the same thing. They don't have room for people yet. I guess they're mm-hmm. waiting, maybe hoping there's room.
When is
eventually.
The renovation supposed to be done?
Oh, I mean, it just started this summer, and UNCG wanted to tear them down because mm-hmm. they're so old and decrepit, and they just needed so much work. But there was mm-hmm. such a backlash from the community and from mm-hmm. alumni mm-hmm. who were threatening to withdraw support, you know, financially for the university if their, dorms
can
were
they
torn
make
down.
Them the Wi-Fi-ish and all of that? With
I think that's one of the things they're all getting. They all have window units, AC. Mm-hmm. I think they're all gonna get central units because with the window unit they can't open the window, so there's mm-hmm. fire hazards there. And I think they had some kind of plumbing mold. All these mm-hmm. kinds of the issues with aging buildings. Mm-hmm. So I was there probably in May or June when they were starting. I mean, the buildings are gutted. I mean, there's mm-hmm. it's just a frame of a building left up. And so all the kind of historic dorms that everybody remembers and are the oldest buildings on campus mm-hmm. are not being used right now because they're being renovated. But there's a huge article in the Greensboro paper the first week of class about students having to live in lounges and having to be put in apartments.
So are they trying to do all of the quad at mm-hmm. one time?
All at one time. It's a huge, huge undertaking, but I guess, I don't know, I think they're on the registry maybe of historic places, so they probably have some kind of, I don't know, grants or something also helping them do this, mm-hmm. but it's been the biggest project to go on and definitely the most controversial mm-hmm. Because they really just wanted to wipe them out, but their alumni just had a fit, especially since so many people had lived there. I mean, a lot of people lived in the same dorm all 4 years, or, mm-hmm. I mean, my mom went to Elon, and she lived in the same room mm-hmm. all 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. Really, really. So, then in my college age, that's unheard of. I, you know, I lived in the same dorm for 2 years, but then, you know, my generation, we all moved off campus mm-hmm. to live in apartments, which, mm-hmm. you know, my mom's generation, I'm sure your generation, mm-hmm. everybody stayed all 4 years.
You needed to have a car to be yeah. on campus, right?
Most of the time, some people I knew didn't have cars, but because Chapel Hill, we had a bus system, so that worked out for us. But mm-hmm. UNCG, there's not tons of housing right, you know, around the campus. Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing else I have. I don't have any other formal questions unless there's anything else you want to add or any other things you can think of or memories.
No. So you will be finishing with this project, mm-hmm. and you'll be, when do you just sign completely off?
Well, I'm done Wednesday, essentially, because it's kind of been, I was a little bit about me, I'm, I guess